Once again, if you'd like to send me an email, it's sexzone@talkstarradio.com, or if you'd like to send an MSN Messenger message, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. I'd like to say hello to Ed Shiflett at Master Control in Florida. He's the man who's going to make sure that this signal keeps on going up to Galaxy 4R so we can send it down to all our listeners throughout Canada, the United States, and wherever people are listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. Our first guest is Ronald Wineland, and we're going to be talking about the prophesied end times. Now, prophetic theories about the end of the world have been woven into the mainstream America for as long as we can remember. Do you remember Y2K Mania, Nostradamus, and of course the best-selling Left Behind series? Both Millennium Predictions and Nostradamus's were false. But if the world is about to end, how and when will it happen, and why? Is the destruction caused by 4 hurricanes in Florida, the 70 small earthquakes in California, or the recent explosion of Mount St. Helens? Are these all signs of the end of the world? Well, our special guest this segment is Ronald Wineland, a former pastor with the Worldwide Church of God, and a pastor and founder of the Church of God. He's written a book entitled The Prophesied End Time, and we're going to ask him some very intriguing and exploring questions. So, Ronald, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ronald, are we in the end times? This has got to be the first question I ask you, because if you know, the answer will speak for itself.
Yes, we are. It's not the end of the world. It is the end, end of an age, the end of a particular time period, getting ready for a different time period. And the hurricanes, the volcano out here at Mount St. Helens, the earthquakes, they've always been here. They've come and gone, but this just happens to coincide now with events that are going to begin building up greater and greater over the following year and the 3 years that follow that in a far greater magnitude and scale. And there'll be acts of terrorism along with natural disasters, but these are just the beginning.
You're talking about acts of terrorism now. Is it prophesied anywhere in the Bible where terrorism will be part of the end of the world?
There are acts of terrorism, yes. There are things that are going to take place as far as specific events, just like with natural disasters. But more importantly, they're prophesied in specific locations. And the main location, quite candidly, is right in the United States and Canada. But primarily the United States is where it all begins. And then it'll begin to spread in other parts of the world and actually lead into World War III.
Was 9/11 the start of the end of the times?
It was actually a type, a foretype of something that will take place. Yes, it was. It was a part of a process, although not specifically mentioned in Scripture. It was a foreshadowing of really what's going to take place because of the terrorism and because of that which symbolically we have in the United States as far as the two greatest towers that we had built. And the economy that's there, and all that was brought down, shattered in one moment, and that's exactly a foreshadowing of what's going to take place in this country. It will be the demise of the United States when this is all said and done. It's not a pleasant message, but it is a reality of something that's going to take place.
Now, you know, Ronald, there are two camps when it comes to 9/11. One camp says it was a definite act of terrorism. The other camp says it was part of the ongoing holy war.
Well, if you're talking about those in Islam and what's taking place there, it is a beginning of a process there, and they're going to have far greater success, and that is what's prophesied. Just like this Muqtada al-Sadr, you know the name of his army. It's called Mahdi's army, and Mahdi is actually an end-time prophecy that that religion has. And they believe that there's going to be an individual arise who's going to be called a Mahdi, the Mahdi, who will lead them away from the infidels, away from those who are oppressing them. And right now, because of what's taken place in Afghanistan and now Iraq, we're looked upon as those who are oppressing them, and they're gaining momentum, and they will gain more momentum, and we have stirred up a hornet's nest. We have no idea what we've done, but they are gaining in popularity.
All right, let's talk about this when we come back from
okay.
Our commercial break, because we're going to have to take a network break here. My name is Rob McConnell. Our very special guest is the author of The Prophesied End Time, Ronald Wineland. And we're talking about the end times. Tell me what you think. Send me an email, xzone@talkstarradio.com, or on MSN at talkstarradio@hotmail.com. I'll be back with Ronald Wineland on the other side of this break, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. Okay, we've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Our chief engineer said, you sound like a very compelling guest.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back to the X-Zone. Our special guest is Ronald Wineland. He is the author of a very compelling book entitled The Prophesied End Time, and I'd just like to read you something here. The end time has come. Hundreds of millions will die in the world, in the worst time of tribulation the world has ever known. You need to be informed so you can know how to respond. The prophesied end time will challenge readers as they consider catastrophic end times and events that are prophesied to begin very soon. Although many will not take seriously what is written here, they will gradually experience disbelief as the events covered in this book begin to unfold. Ronald, welcome back to the X-Zone.
Yes, thank you.
Now, before we went to the commercial break, I had asked you if this was, there are two camps with people I've spoken to that the act of terrorism, 9/11, was either terrorism as many people see it or as other people see it, as the continuation of the Holy War and bringing a Holy War to the Americas.
Well, that's definitely what's taking place, because that is what's prophesied, that the Arab people or the Islamic people are being stirred up more and more, the far right of that group. Not all are like that, obviously. But those that are, it's gaining in momentum, gaining in popularity, and they feel like they're being oppressed. And they look at us, specifically the United States, as being the oppressor. And eventually they're going to have greater success, and quite soon, quite candidly. They had a special on CNN recently here where they were interviewing different ones responsible for security and so forth, especially bringing cargo containers into the United States. And they talked about the impossible task. Only about 1% to 2% of those actually are checked, and they're not checked very well. And the reality is, just like the individual who's over the whole system in Los Angeles said, it's not a matter of if he believes it's going to happen. He quite candidly said that. It's going to happen. He believes it's going to happen. And there are a lot of experts who believe that.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Exactly.
Now, I understand from my schooling and university days that, according to the Bible, the Messiah is going to be returning at the end times.
Yes, that's what's prophesied. That's exactly what's taking place. It's an end of an age. It's the end of 6,000 years that man has ruled himself, and the United Nations is the final example of that. Man can't rule himself. The League of Nations didn't work. The United Nations is a farce. Man can't rule himself, especially on a worldwide scale. And the reality is, if we were given enough time, that's what God says, we would actually annihilate ourselves. And when a few nuclear weapons go off over here and other nations begin to get involved, the skittishness of China, Russia, Europe, that's exactly what's going to take place. They're going to be a nuclear war.
Well, I'm watching what happens over with India and Pakistan. They've started testing nuclear.
Exactly. Nations like that, they're going to scramble for power. They're not going to take it anymore. The United States has only kind of been of a buffer, along with other nations as well. But that's about the only thing that's keeping China from going into Taiwan and North Korea from doing some of the things it's going to do. But they will do it. India and Pakistan's the next example you just gave. That's exactly what's going to take place when these things start.
Now, it's pretty pathetic to sit back and look at what we've done throughout history. We've kept on making the same mistakes over and over and over and over. You'd think by now we would have learned. But we're not the smartest race in the universe, are we?
I'm sorry, but we're really not. I mean, that's the way of pride. It's human nature is one of pride. It's inward. It's selfish. And just like in politics, war, anything, it's a matter of selfishness, and we have that by nature. And God has tried to tell us over and over again, but we won't listen to Him. Jesus Christ came along, and people really didn't listen to Him. Just a few. And you talked about a Messiah coming back. That's what I was mentioning here, that at the end of 6,000 years, we happen to live at exactly that time. That's why in the next 4 years, events are going to begin growing in a great state where people, the doubt is going to be taken out of people's minds, in other words, that something is taking place that has never happened on this earth. And they're going to begin looking for answers, and that's what this book is about, so that they'll understand what's taking place. Nothing's going to stop it, because people won't change. And then comes a thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth.
You really believe He's going to come and help?
Absolutely. He's going to stop the madness and set up a different kingdom, a different age. It's referred, even Pilate, when he was questioning Jesus Christ, traditional Christianity, quite candidly, has really screwed things up. Even Jesus Christ, when he came along, he's telling Judaism at that time, he said, you're not obeying God. You're not living the right way. The Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, different ones, everyone who claimed to be of God wasn't of God at that time. And when Pilate asked him, he said, "Are you a king?" Because that's what that's the only grounds they could get to kill him, yes, as far as the Jewish people was concerned. And he said, "That's the reason I was born." He said, "But my kingdom is not of this age. It's not of this time." He came along at 4,000 years after man was on the earth, and 2,000 was remaining. And we're at the end of that 2,000 years now. And that's what's going to take place. He's coming back a second time.
Please stand by, Ronald. We have to take another commercial break. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. My special guest is Ronald Wineland. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. We're talking about Armageddon. The end times are near. Do you believe or disagree? Send me an email to xzone@talkstarradio.com. Or if you'd like to send an MSN Messenger message, a mouthful, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. If you'd like to check out Ronald's website, it's www.the-end.com. I'll be back with our special guest, Ronald Wineland, on the X-Zone, on the other side of this break, heard exclusively around the world, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. And welcome back to the X-Zone. Rob McConnell here. Our special guest is Ronald Wineland. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. And if you'd like to learn more about Ronald or the book, just go to www.the-end.com. Ronald, the end times, it scares the hell out of a lot of people.
It should, if they really understand what's getting ready to take place. And I know that people have come and gone as far as saying these things. That's what makes this unique, is because I'm telling in advance here, the next 4 years, escalating events are going to take place, because sooner or later, as these events begin to unfold, God is going to make it very clear what is right and what is wrong, who is true and who is false, just like you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Y2K, you know, turned out a lot of people talked about that was going to be it.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't.
You know, there's a lot of false prophets around.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the public doesn't know who to believe anymore.
That's the problem, exactly.
And I remember the Y2K thing. And, the media has to take a lot of responsibility for that entire fiasco.
It was hyped up quite a bit, yes.
You know, it was a lot of hype. There were certain members of the media that were just using it as a cash cow for Y2K survival kits, Y2K generators. Buy all the gold you can now, because money is going to be useless. And I actually did my show New Year's Eve from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And I was live on air that night. And as it went, we were doing the countdown. They had a big party at the Victoria Park in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, as they do every New Year's Eve. And the people were going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Now, I'm live on air. As we got to 1, there was a technical glitch. I was off air for 4 seconds. And the people down at the studio thought, "Oh, my God, what happened?" And I just came back and said, "I'm here. Nothing happened." And so many people were relieved. But I remember getting calls from ladies as I was doing my show, and I was saying, I brought as many experts on as I could to debunk the Y2K situation. And I remember getting calls from ladies who were crying because they could not afford to buy the survival kits that were $60, $70.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, you know, these people were ruthless who were doing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, it says in the prophecy, it says that there'll be confusion, there'll be many false prophets. So
yep.
Right there, it's showing the prophecy is actually coming true.
That's right. Things are taking place. There are going to be more and more of them. There are a lot of books out right now. It's talked about a lot. The reality is, though, that this is where we are. And, by the way, I appreciate the plug for the website, but I'd like to mention anyone that goes to the contact page rather than the order page. If you go to the order page, you have to pay for it. But if you go to the contact page, mention they listened to your program and give us their address, we'll be glad to send them a free copy anywhere in the world.
Wow. That's fantastic. Right now, you've got everybody running around for a piece of paper. Thanks, Ronald. Ronald, how about the seventh seal? I remember hearing a lot about the seventh seal come the end times. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's really where we are. We've gone through some seals already. Those things have been opened. We're in the period of the opening of the sixth seal right now, and that's where events are going to begin shaking more as far as shaking events in the world, especially in the United States, because the United States is prophesied to be the first nation that actually falls. And after that, then it spreads into Europe. It's prophesied in the Bible. It's a seventh revival of what's referred to as the Holy Roman Empire. It has one more revival. Mussolini and Hitler's revival was the sixth. This is the seventh, and that's the last one. And that happens during the seventh seal. But before that happens, there are going to be some events that happen in the United States, four events that are going to take place that are going to destroy over a third of this country. And
I'm sorry.
And that's the magnitude of what we're talking about. We're talking about multiple millions of people dying. It's not a pretty picture, but it's a reality. And there's no way people are going to be able to prepare for it as far as what happened with Y2K and so forth. It's just going to happen. It's going to take place.
All right, please stand by, Ronald. Ronald Wineland is our very special guest. The name of his book is The Prophesied End Time. And if you go to his website at www.the-end.com and go to contact, tell them that you heard about the book right here on the X-Zone Radio Show, and they'll ship it to you free no matter where you are in the world. The End Times. I don't know. I'm only 52 years young. I've got a lot more to give, a lot more to learn. There must be a way we can turn this around, and we'll discuss that with our special guest when we return to the X-Zone. The X-Zone is heard Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here live and around the world, exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network. Oh, and we've got some very interested listeners, so they're sending tons of emails. This one here is, I can tell it's from a young person. They want to know, is Canada going to go into this so-called war? How does he know this? How does he know this? How can he tell it's not like Y2K? How many people will die? You know, these are the questions that they're asking. How come everybody's asking these questions now instead of when they had a chance to change things? Is it too late to change?
Individually, no. Nationally, yes, because nations will not change. That man has proven that for 6,000 years.
Do you have any idea how the end time will come when we'll lose one-third of the population?
What are you saying? How it will happen?
Yes.
Well, there are only scenarios of things that could possibly take place, but it literally talks about a third of things being wiped out in the sense of even what's in the ocean close to this country, all the life within a third of it that's close to this country, a third of this country, it literally wiped out. It could possibly be nuclear weapons, but it could also be natural things that happen as well. It doesn't really say specifically. It just says it gives exact proportions and to whom it will happen. Those things haven't been revealed yet. So, but it'll be quite obvious when that much gets destroyed what it is, and that'll be the final demise of this country.
I've always believe for some reason it's going to be an asteroid or a meteorite that's going to smack us. All right, we've got 50 seconds left in this break. Man, I've never seen people jump so fast in my life. And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're talking with Ronald Wineland. He's the author of The Prophesied End Time. And I will tell you, Ronald, we have people biting at the bit. We're receiving more emails than I have ever seen the show receive before, and more MSN Messenger messages. They all want to know how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Like, we're talking about a lot of people, one-third the population.
Yes, that's, and really, there's going to be a lot more than that, but that's just the beginning of it. But again, over the next year, that's what makes this book and what I'm saying unique. People aren't used to hearing the word prophet or that there are prophets, because there really haven't been any in society unless there are those, I guess, who have stepped up to the plate and said that they were prophesying certain things. But that is my job. That's what I am. God has not sent a prophet, any prophet, since the early church. There have been apostles. There have been different ones he sent into the world, but to send out a message. But now we're at the end of 6,000 years, and the history of mankind is that man will not listen to God. And because of that, man has brought himself to a time where he can annihilate himself, and God is going to intervene at this particular time. You know, of all technology throughout history, it's only happened in the last, basically the last 100 years. And that's all by design. That's a part of a purpose. God didn't allow it before that. But he's allowed man to do that, to show mankind, to prove to mankind as a witness, a testimony, what man would do to himself given enough time. And that's what makes this book unique, and what I'm telling you is that as these events begin to take place, that's the only way that people are going to know this has to be from God, and this is a voice that God has sent to tell these things. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm just another crackpot weirdo like everybody else that's come along and things haven't happened. But if they begin to happen, then people need to set up and take notice.
How will we know the end time is here, for example, the end of the church, the end time for the church? What signs will there be that these are the end times for the church?
When you say the church now, what do you mean by that? I have to ask that question.
All right, the end of established religion as we know it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the reason it's going to happen, because established religion is the part of the heart of the core of the problem. God is not well pleased with established religion. Just like I mentioned earlier about Jesus Christ returning, they call Jesus the Christ, and they don't even know what it means. They don't even acknowledge what that means. Obviously, Judaism rejected him as the Christ. They wouldn't accept him, that he was the Passover lamb that came and died for mankind, for all the sins of mankind. Christianity has done the same thing. They talk about Jesus Christ, but they don't recognize him as the anointed one. He was anointed to be a king. That's what that means. He was anointed to be a ruler. And they don't understand he's coming back to this earth. People talk, you know, Christianity teaches people are going up to heaven. Nobody goes to heaven. Jesus Christ himself said, no one has ascended to the heavens but he that came down from heaven. Peter said on the day of Pentecost that David hadn't ascended into heaven. Only Jesus Christ is the only one that's ever gone into heaven. The only human that's been on this earth that's gone into heaven was Jesus Christ. And of all people, David, who was a prophet, David, who was a king, David, who was a man after God's own heart, and he said he's dead and in his sepulcher to this day. In other words, when we die, we go back to the dust of the earth and we wait a resurrection in God's time. But churches don't teach that. Christianity doesn't teach that.
Why not?
Because they went off base a long time ago with one church. One church started it all. Every other church that's ever continued on, just like the Mass of Christ, where does that come from? Where does a Mass come from? You know, there's no such thing as Christmas in the sense of December 25th and Jesus was born then. He wasn't born then. Most scholars will candidly admit, if people will just go ask their minister, was Jesus born then or in the fall? And they'll say, well, we know he's born in the fall, but we keep the 25th. Well, you know, a lie is a lie is a lie. And why teach lies? Why teach about little bunnies that run around and have eggs and whatever else? You know, it's a bunch of garbage. And it's an age-old story. Just like what Israel did a long time ago. The reason they were taken into captivity is because they started worshiping Baal. They used God's name, but they started worshiping on the first day of the week, on the Sunday, the day of the sun. And we're still doing it. People don't like to hear you're supposed to obey the law, and one of those is keeping the seventh day Sabbath. And so you tell people that and they get mad, they get upset, they get all Twitter-pated. You tell them that they're the cause, traditional Christianity is the cause of problems, because they're teaching lies. They're not teaching the truth. They're not teaching that Jesus Christ is coming back now as a king to rule the earth. They'd like to teach you, you're either going down to hell or you're going up to heaven. And you know, hell is a figment of people's imagination as well. There's no place where people are tormented. What a kind of, you know, that'd be an awfully fiendish God to allow people to be tormented for all eternity.
Plus, there's no mention of hell in the Bible.
Absolutely. It's a word in the Hebrew that is Sheol, and in the Greek it's Hades, and it simply means a hole in the ground. That's where people are buried.
Actually, what it means is I will control you by making you fear.
That's about it.
Fear is the biggest control device that we have, you know. And there are those established theologies that use fear.
And that's why at this time these things are going to begin happening. God is going to bring an end to not only man's self-rule, but man's religion. Because everything that out here as a whole is man's religion. If you look at the Old Testament, you don't find a whole lot of people talked about in 4,000 years who obeyed God, who lived God's way. And quite candidly, if people only knew, it's about the same in the New Testament. There aren't that many thousands of people who have ever lived and walked God's way of life. But if you looked at traditional Christianity today or the Catholic Church, you would think there were millions. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the case.
How about the opening of the seals of Revelation?
Some of those have already taken place, as I mentioned. Five of those, the first five, were concerning God's church, and it's called God's church. It's not Luther's church. It's not the church of a method. It's not the church of a particular method, a methodology like the Catholic. It's called the Church of God in the Bible. It's God's church. It belongs to God. It doesn't belong to any human being. So that particular church has been around since the time of Jesus Christ. There was one larger church that began to emerge in history, though. If you go back to 325 AD, you'll find a great church coming out of Europe, coming out of Rome. And all Protestant churches have their authority. Everything they, as a whole that they teach comes out of that church. And that's where the church, that church went off base. And it's not about God. It's not about the truth. It's not about what God gave mankind. And again, people get hopping mad, but you know, at this point in time, it really doesn't matter what those people think. They're going to come to a point of either coming to humility or they die. And that's what God says.
All right, please stand by, Ronald. We have to take another commercial break. Our special guest is Ronald Wineland. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. And if you go to his website at www.z-n.com, go to contact and tell them that you were listening to him on the X-Zone Radio Show and you'd like to have a copy of his book. They will mail it to you absolutely free anywhere in the world. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Ron Wineland and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break right here live and around the world on our home network, the Talkstar Radio Network. And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest of this segment of the show is Ronald Wineland. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. His website is www.the-end.com. If you go to their website, go to the contact button. And if you tell them that you've heard about The Prophesied End Time on the X-Zone Radio Show, they will mail this book to you without cost or obligation wherever you are in the world. If you'd like to send me an email, the email address is the email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com, or you can send me an MSN Messenger message to talkstarradio@hotmail.com. Ronald, I have a few MSN messages here that I'd like to read to you.
Okay.
First one is from Barbara in Cincinnati. She said, "I'm scared. What can I do? How can we change the end coming?"
Well, I appreciate the concern. I appreciate the request. And some of that's covered in the book, obviously, or a lot of it's covered in the book. But nationally, people can't do anything because nations aren't going to change. Individually, you can. And that's where it comes to a point in time where you have to know what God desires of people so that He'll intervene to help them. That's the way that people are going to be coming through this, is people are going to begin changing. They're going to begin repenting. And they're going to want to do what's right. That's the age-old 6,000 years of it's been given to the earth, that this is how to live, this is what we're to live by. And man has choices, mankind has choices. And so as things begin to happen, there will be two individuals that come on the scene who will be saying this in a lot more powerful way than what you're hearing right now. Because when things begin to happen, they're going to also bring other events. When you talk about the seventh seal being opened, there are two individuals that are called God's two prophets, two end-time prophets, two witnesses. And they're going to have the same exact message you're hearing right now about what is taking place and why it's taking place, except they themselves are going to call for specific events far greater than what Moses and Aaron did when the children of Israel left Egypt. And you'll find those things written in the book of Revelation. They're going to call upon things to happen on the earth so that people will understand this has to come from God. No man can do something like this and call on these things to take place, and they take place, and that they actually happen. And that's along with everything else that's taking place as far as natural disasters, terrorism, and eventually world war.
Ronald, how will we know the true Messiah when he arrives?
Well, by the time the destruction that takes place happens in the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Western Europe, those are the primary areas that get hit first, that take the greatest loss in the beginning. There's going to be a final 3.5 years of great tribulation when a third of this nation, as we talked about earlier, is decimated. That's the beginning of that last 3.5 years. So people can have a hope that this isn't going to last forever. It's only going to last 3.5 years, and Jesus Christ is going to return. You will actually, every human being will be able to see that return in the heavens above the earth. It's referred to as looking like a sea of glass, like diamonds glittering in the heavens. I don't know if people saw Independence Day, but you know, you see those flying saucers up there as large as they were, and that was quite a thing that Hollywood did there. But when they see this, it's going to pale that into insignificance. It's going to be gargantuan. It's going to be bright. It's going to be awesome. It's going to happen in one day. And in that day, he comes back and his feet stand on the Mount of Olives. He comes back in that day and puts an end to those nations that have come together to fight what's called normally Armageddon. It's just in the Valley of Megiddo. Europe comes down to fight with primarily China and other nations that come together. They quit throwing nuclear weapons at each other because if they kept it up, they know they're going to destroy each other. But we also know that as a final last punch, rather than being defeated, they would do that. And that's when God intervenes to stop it from happening. And literally in that day, tens of millions, he's going to destroy that army plus those nations that are causing that. They're going to have an end brought to them. So when he comes back, there'll be no doubt. Everybody's going to know it.
In other theologies, other than Christianity, are these end times prophesied as well?
Well, there are a lot of things. Just like I mentioned, whether it be Islam, there are other religions that have things about an end time because they've been, you know, God's talked about what's going to happen to mankind over a period of time. And some of those things are splintered off into different religions, different ideas. But there's also a being out there that people don't really give any credibility to, or in some kind of cases don't even believe it. There is a being that was Lucifer, who was an angelic being, who is Satan, who dwells on this earth. And he has the power, he has tremendous power, and it, because he's a spirit being, he communicates with the spirit that's in man. That we all have the ability to think and reason. That's what makes us different from animals, and there's a spirit essence in us, not an immortal soul, but a spirit essence. And he works to deceive. He primarily works with different nations to deceive, and part of that method has been to cause great confusion. That's why you see so many different kinds. That's why people are so dumbfounded and confused in this world about Christianity. What do you believe? What corner church do you go to? Because
exactly.
Every one of them is different. They all disagree. And if there's one God, one truth, one way, who's right? Well, there's mass confusion. That's what God is bringing to an end. There will be no more mass confusion on the earth. And Satan's put away too, by the way.
So the bad guy gets it in the end.
He gets it in the end. He's the one that's going to be restrained and placed in a place that he is going to be tormented himself because he can't deceive mankind anymore. And he's foisted that off on mankind and thinking that if man doesn't live right, if he's bad, he's going to be tormented for all eternity. So he's just pushed that up on mankind to cause fear in mankind.
So there is going to be a happy ending after all.
Absolutely.
Ronald Wineland is our special guest. He is the author of a fascinating book. It's entitled The Prophesied End Time. Now, if you go to his website at www.the-end.com, go to the contact page, you'll be able to get a copy of this book absolutely free, mailed to you anywhere in the world. It's nice to know that there's a nice ending, that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's the proverbial divine intervention that we've all been hearing about is finally at hand. I don't know. I wish there was another way that we could solve this without losing a third of the population.
Well, we're going to lose more than that. That's just the beginning of it. But you know, what you just said is exactly what it's all about, and people don't even understand that. They talk about the gospel. Gospel simply means good news, and that's the good news. It's when Jesus Christ returns, his kingdom's established, Satan's put away, and there's no more confusion to mankind of
right,
there being a God.
Stand by, my friend. We have to go to commercial break, and you and I will be back in 2 minutes, right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. Ronald, I won't have a chance to talk to you at the end of the segment, so I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking you very much for being on the show and for being a very gracious guest.
Well, I thank you, because not all talk show hosts address things in the same manner you are. You do it in a professional manner, and I appreciate that.
I thank you very much, sir. And the next time you come to Canada, do me the favor of calling me so I can have the pleasure of meeting you.
Okay.
All right. Please stand by. And once again, thank you very much.
You bet.
By the way, at the end of the show, I will put, we have a guest page, and I will put your link beside, you know, like I'll list all the guests, the show that they were on, and your website will be listed there, so I hope that that we're able to turn as many people towards your website and your work as we can.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. Our special guest of this first segment of tonight's show has been Ronald Wineland. He is the author of The Prophesied End Time, and if you go to their website at www.the-end.com, go to the contact area, and they will be glad to ship you with, at no charge, no obligation whatsoever, a copy of this book, no matter where you are in this great big world of ours. Ronald, we only have about 3 minutes left. First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Oh, thank you.
And for sharing with us. You know, it's life is like a book. There's always a beginning and there's always an end. You can't get away from that fact. And, you know, I agree with you that through the years, we've made pretty stupid mistakes, and we keep on making mistakes time after time after time after time. We we've made one hell of a mess of the Earth's ecology. We've killed off many of its species.
Yep.
We're constantly at war with one another. Different people have different interpretations of God or the divine deity or our creator. But wherever he is, he must be sitting there and shaking his head and saying, "Oh, you fools. You blew it." We've got about a minute, Ronald. What would you like to say to our listeners?
Well, he is up there, and he does watch us, and, just like Jesus Christ, when he looked down over Jerusalem, it says he wept, because he said, "How many times I would have taken you in, as a mother hen would take in her chicks, but you wouldn't." And that's the story of 6,000 years of man. As a whole, we don't like what he has to say, just like I mentioned earlier about the Sabbath. People don't like that. So we're coming to a time where, God is very mercifully going to intervene and help to take us away from this, what we've done to ourselves. And thankfully, we won't annihilate ourselves as we would have if we went on with time, with the capacity we have. And there is good news of what's coming. That's why when these things do begin, that's what the book is about. There is only 3.5 years. It's a long time, but it's a short time too. But if you have hope and knowing what's behind it, that hope is what's going to carry you through it and the changes you make in your personal life.
All right, Ronald, so you're saying, how long do you predict before the end times? Before the final Armageddon, before the massive destruction to the earth?
I can only tell you that at this point here, that in the next year, these events are going to escalate. At exactly what point that 3.5 years begins, that won't be revealed until the seventh seal is actually opened, and only Jesus Christ opens that seal. Once he opens that, he will reveal it to his prophets. And those two prophets I mentioned earlier will be on radio, they'll be on TV, and they're going to start doing things where people are going to know these people are from God.
Ronald Wineland, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day and joining us from San Francisco.
Thank you.
And please thank your publicity people and your publisher for all their help in making this interview come to fruition.
Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.